Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, some of the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Today, sibling rivalry.
Something as simple as that. Yeah. I said, well, I'm the girl. I'm supposed to be different.
I'm supposed to be special.
But they didn't get that. It was like, no, father gave you something special than he gave us.
Well, as long as there's the word rivalry, then it's not definitely competition. It's definitely one against the other.
Sibling rivalry is a competition among siblings, whether they are blood related or not. And it's always a concern among parents and often lingers through adulthood. But how does it start? When really this begins and why? We will explore this phenomena in the most highlighted way. Of course, Let's Talk style. Welcome aboard and please stay tuned. Well, it's time to welcome to our show Oren Aisisi Tangishaka and Belo Galadanchi. Sibling rivalry is tonight's topic here on Let's Talk. In everyday life, most families experience some degree of competition or rivalry between them. But is this happening to everybody? I spoke to Dennis Masawe and I wanted to know his take on this.
Well, as long as there's the word rivalry, then it's not definitely competition. It's definitely one against the other. There's a positivity to it, but I think the most important thing is to, you know, watch for the negative vibe out of it. You know, when sibling rivalry is not healthy, is not promoting the welfare of the siblings, and it's creating the chasm, the gap between them, and it's creating animosity, then it is not a good thing. And I think as parents, that's really the last thing that parents would like to see. It comes about, though, through parents sometimes.
Okay.
You know, whereby one might be favored more than the other, whereby maybe sometimes one of the kids is presenting themselves in a favorable manner,
okay. And
therefore, naturally, they kind of get things that they need or they kind of get their way.
So they're trying to be sleek.
Yes, so right there you start creating a situation.
Okay, and I have some of my colleagues here, we were just discussing in the panel. They say, you know, you don't see these when you have children of the same sex, of different sex, I'm sorry. But if they have the same sex, that's where you see a lot of rivalry. Do you believe in that, since you're a parent and you know this better?
No, I think it's both worlds. Both worlds. Maybe the magnitude might be different,
okay. You
know, but I think it can happen, but within both sexes or, you know, different sexes, it could still happen.
Okay. Yeah. What about the age difference here? Someone was mentioning that, you know what, if you have an older brother, if you have the big gap between kids, someone looks to their brother as an uncle, and this doesn't exist. Is that true also, you think?
Again, it depends, Sunday, you know. We can have, it's not really a cookie cutter kind of situation.
Okay.
It has to do with the dynamics of the family, you see.
Okay.
If there is certain dysfunctions in the family, if there are biases in the family, if the older one was raised in a certain way and the younger one comes in and is raised in a certain way or gets certain privileges, there would be still rivalry, you know. Although in that kind of scenario, the older one is definitely, you know, definitely stronger and can contain the situation. And the little one kind of really has no much say, you know, you know, other than going back to mom and dad and complain. But I think my My answer would really be it's possible. It can happen regardless of age differences.
Right.
And I think the key thing is to really look at the dynamics of the family.
But also, have you, just for your own experience, have you faced that at all in your life at all?
Well, I beat all my siblings. No, I'm kidding.
Maybe.
No, I didn't. I haven't faced rivalry. I must be grateful to God, really. Being the firstborn.
Okay.
And, you know, being raised in good faith foundation, you know, I felt like, you know, I need to provide the direction.
And looks like maybe you are the great uncle in the family, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So to speak.
So then they didn't have a chance. Even if they wanted to compete with you, they couldn't.
Well, it's true. If there's a big gap, you know, like I said, you know, they really don't stand a chance.
Thank you, Dennis Musawe. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing sibling rivalry. In Africa, most people grow up with extended families or have experienced extended family around them. So what are the experiences? For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, here in our Washington studio with Bello Galadanchi and Orenai Sisi Tangishaka. Right now we are discussing sibling rivalry.
First of all, I think it's very important we address what is rivalry before we even jump into the whole competition of being a sibling or, you know, other things.
Right.
It is a natural human instinct just to compete, and that's the basis for progress. Then when we look at it in a more cultural context, what we see is we learn a lot of things. Like in Africa, a lot of families are not just one wife. A man will have 2-3 wives. And within the wives, there is competition. You will see a lot of different competitions. It depends. Some do have competition, some do not. But the ones that do, certainly they create an environment where their kids see what that rivalry is, and they see it as a part of life, and then they carry it along. Mm-hmm. A different perspective that I might touch on this issue is when you have just one wife and then the kids keep having rivalries. I think Tangishaka might have something to say about that, which I think I might have heard her say something. So I'm going to let that for her.
Okay.
Now let me make it personal. Myself, mm-hmm. I'm the oldest of about 10 or 11.
Oh, really?
So I can't even keep count, right?
Wow, yeah. I can't.
And so I don't really understand what that rivalry is, because my immediate sibling is a girl.
Okay.
And while we were growing up, we've been just best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, maybe it's have to be best friends.
How many age difference? How many age?
Just a year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah. Is it because I'm a male and she just has to be friends with me?
Mm-hmm.
If she were a guy,
maybe there will be some competition.
Maybe there will be some competition.
Okay.
But I never experienced any competition within my siblings. But now what I do see when I get to be around them is see some of them having that competition.
Right.
I don't understand it very well. But what I like to do is just say, this, you are the older, you are the younger. You have to be patient. You have to be respectful. That's just the principle of, sibling hierarchy.
Okay. So you would say that, if I may interject, you would say that in your family, you are the oldest one. You have the last word, basically.
Basically, yeah.
I can have the last word. When I say it, it cannot be contested.
Good. Okay.
I think they look at him as an uncle rather than a brother. That's the problem here, I think. That's why you don't see much of that competition,
probably.
Right?
Yeah, I think there's that respect, maybe.
Yeah, the respect and the difference in age as well, because the immediate one is a lady. So the rest of them, maybe...
Maybe also because it's a large number. If
yeah.
it's 10 of them, they need someone to lead them, maybe.
Right.
But if it's 3, then the dynamic changes a little bit.
Well, it makes sense even in government. So when you have when you have power concentrated in a very small group of people, easily that government can crumble.
Yes.
I think you guys have a wonderful point there.
Yeah. Okay. What about you, Itangi Shaka?
Well,
you
for
tell
me,
us on your,
have,
on your side.
I have three brothers. And the dynamics is that one thing that definitely stands out is that my two older brothers, I'm the third, and then there's a fourth. My two older brothers, they're only one year and a half difference. And to them, there's been rivalry since they were little. Because I believe
one of them... to me are like twins, you know?
Yes, exactly. And I think one of them doesn't realize that he is the younger brother.
Right.
And the older brother is frustrated because he's not getting the respect as an older brother. Mm. And so there is a rivalry there, rivalry.
Wow. So the comprehension of age difference is a little fuzzy for them.
Yeah, exactly. I think that plays that confuses them a little bit, and I think that it's important. I think that people make sure that the children have a significant difference in age if you want the older one to be the leader in the family.
To have the respect like what Bello is getting.
Yes, my brothers, they fought since they were little kids. Now they're older. One of them he's married, has children, and they are friends now.
Yeah.
But when you look back, oh Lord, they fought every day, every night.
But not to still being host from Sunday. Just to ask you, do you think that rivalry or that fight that they kept having might have and impacted them positively or negatively when they grow up?
I think that depends what happens in the end. Like now they're adults, they look back and they laugh. And but there's still a little tension. But now they look back, they say, man, we just were at it all the time. But now they're adults and they look back and they say, it's not going to go on forever. But, their history is just they punched each other, tooth out, blood, nose. I think, the age really played a big part, not having a big difference in age.
Yeah, I think that plays a lot because we'll come back to ask about the age difference in kids and what it does to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I think always in every family, you will always find competition within the kids. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up, I had two brothers and only one younger sister. But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
Me and those two brothers were always competing.
Mm-hmm.
And the competition was very healthy because guess what? They had like a 1 year difference within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it was a bit larger of a difference. But I wanted to look at the exceptional one.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they bought shirts, they wanted to have the same ones, but I said, no, I want to have my own.
Wow, okay.
I wanted to have my own style.
I was actually thinking you wanted to be in the club and have a shirt yourself.
I wanted to be in the club, but I wanted to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to be like the better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There was a competition
there
too.
What, you thought they were losers?
Yeah.
You know, this reminds me, actually, I have two younger sisters who are very close in age, just a year difference.
Mm-hmm.
And they look different, but they have almost the same height. And one very distinct difference between the two of them is the youngest is more street smart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Than the other one.
Yeah.
But the other one, she know that she's the oldest, and she has more just experience in life. She's more intelligent. So there is so much going on between the two. They're always fighting because the street smart one find ways to really, really make her older sister very, very unhappy because she could do it.
Yeah.
And she's tougher. And so seeing the dynamics, it really sheds more light on this sibling rivalry and how it is just a phenomenon in almost every house.
You miss me? I miss all of y'all. Hey. All y'all girls standing together like that. I can't take it.
Extended family, most of the time everyone wants to prove something to their parents, and when one gets recognition,
more than the other, something happens. So what is it? Some could lead to fatal or adverse reactions. As we all know, these reactions take us back during the Bible times. We can see stories such as Cain and Abel, Isaac and Ishmael, and so on. Angela Jamfi is a language student from Ghana, and I asked her if she has seen such a thing.
I have a totally different take on, you know, the whole sibling, you know, camaraderie. You know, I mean, let me just put it this way. Growing up with four sisters was one of the best things that ever happened to me. I think that the rivalry thing comes in when the parents are not very diligent in sowing that, you know, that seed of love. Like, it's crucial for the parents to establish very early on in the kid's life that, you know what, this is your sister or this is your brother. You know, you all came from the same place. You know, basically, you're just maybe different leaves on the same stalk. Let me put it that way. So, you know, being that we're all from the same place, you're all from the same family, these are some of the closest people that you will ever get to in your lifetime. So it's crucial for you to, you know, have that love towards them. So like I said, I was trying to say before, the parents need to sow that seed of love. And that is what prevents rivalry from getting out of hand. I mean, a certain healthy competition is definitely helpful. I mean, when you're siblings and everyone has different talents and different abilities, you know, sometimes there is a healthy competition going on as to who is and outshine the other. But it doesn't get ugly when that feeling of love and, you know, that love thing has been sown early. It gets to be something healthy. So, you know, and definitely as sisters or as brothers, you definitely would have disagreements at some point or the other. So long as it doesn't get to the point where the relationship is severed, you know, you can always, you know, talk about it, resolve it, and just move on. So I think, you know, sibling rivalry is not as bad in my experience as this other person that you spoke about. It's always been a good thing. Like, my sisters and I are always encouraging each other, holding each other up. You know, there have been times where I've needed help in so many ways, and one of my sisters have always stepped up. My life without my sisters would be totally meaningless.
Okay. And also, when the rivalry takes a different turn, we have examples in the Bible, Cain and Abel.
Cain and Abel, absolutely.
Exactly. Yes. We see so many of those happening from time to time, especially when it comes to land, when it comes to the oldest brother in the family. As we know, African families, when the parents pass away, you know, you have this oldest one getting everything else, maybe more than others, and things of that nature. So what do you think, and when is this happening, and why?
I think economics really plays a role, especially in economies where there's no money. You know, people get more, I would say, how'd you say, people get more, it's like they have a ride and die attitude. It's like, you know, they will do anything they can to achieve, you know, worldly things. Let me just put it, like the riches or whatever. So if, let's say, parents die and they leave money or they leave property, you know, to their kids, the tendency for them to fight amongst themselves for this property depends on how they were brought up and what the economic background has been. But at the end of the day, even without economics, I believe that that training, when parents instill that deep love, you know, in the hearts of siblings, I feel like it always trumps, you know, any kind of economic constraint. You know, it's unfortunate that it does, and it does get there. I've seen so many situations in Ghana where, you know, brothers and sisters have fought to the point where they never talk again. You know, even when, you know, someone has died, they would not go to the funeral. I mean, it gets that bad. You know, I'm yet to hear of someone killing their sibling over something, but I'm sure it's there out there. Maybe it hasn't reached my ear, but it's there out there. It's different when it's, you know, the siblings are of a different sex. I don't see it that way.
Thank you, Angela Jamfi. Tonight on Let's Talk, we're talking about sibling rivalry. Hey, 'cause girl, I like you. Wait, hey, I can see it the way you like. I can do it the way you need. I can give you dirty looks like the that's on TV. None of them boys know the first thing about your fantasy. And if they try, they cannot do it just like me.
I know you sing. Hey!
tuned to Let's Talk, a program with Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Good morning.
Hello, Africa. This is James Butte, host of Voice of America's Daybreak Africa. Start your day right. Join me Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC for the latest in Africa news, features, and sports. We are also available on the internet at www.voaafrica.com. That's Daybreak Africa, your breakfast show on the Voice of America.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
Most likely, he might not have the car. He might be in cuffs, but still, it's an important question to ask him.
And that's the question. I think if I can, maybe some sort of summarize it a little bit as a student of the Bible, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think that if people can realize that no one can love us as much as God loves us, we wouldn't be even mad at them, because there's a sort of love God gives us. It's called the agape love. That's unconditional, unmerited. It's just an expended love. You can't expect your mother to love you 100% the same way he loves your brother. She's not capable of that. She can't love your brother the same way she loves you. She's a human being. Your brother, even if he says, I love you more than, a human being, we can only love so much. Right. And it's only God, I would say, for me, is the one who can love me beyond my even comprehension. Mm-hmm. So to expect that your father loves you the same way, he has his own way of, I can say I'm a mother, so I can say my children, I love them the same way. But I think when I really look deep, that's not really true. There's some things I like about my son, and some things that I will like about my daughter. And there's different ways and different avenues I love them. But to say I love them equally? That's something that God does, so I think.
That will be a very interesting conversation to have, to just, if you are a parent, how would you, treat your kids?
Exactly.
That might be the next topic.
How do you divide your life?
Feel about your kids?
Yeah, yes. That's a good topic to discuss as well. You're right.
It's impossible
And this is what my other point was also mentioning here, when I mentioned about extended families. Mm-hmm. We know in Africa we have extended families. It's not just about you, dad, and your kids. No. Mm-hmm. There's so many people coming in the family sometimes. Mm-hmm. And how do you make that treatment? How do you deal with this rivalry around children, that these are my own kids and these are my brother's kids and these are my sister's kids, and they're all in the one family?
I can give you an example. I do have a stepsister, actually.
Okay.
And That's just the fact that we can even call her step, it's already on the side.
Really?
So yeah, and
step
so
aside.
It's like society has created a way to put things in its own order. Like,
yeah.
I mean, I call her my stepsister, but she's my sister.
Right.
But it's sort of because she's a step, automatically she's treated different, and mm-hmm. that's just how things are. We didn't grow up together. We didn't do anything. She's my stepsister. I love her. I help her in here and there, and she helps me here and there. But I think that with nuclear family, extended family, mm-hmm. the rivalry is going to go on no matter what. Because, again, going back to what Bella was saying, people feel unloved enough. People, the stepchild is never, no matter what she does, never going to feel loved the same way the regular kid does. So to you, trying to love her that way is exhausting.
It's already going to be a problem to your kids. Like, yes. Oh, dad, so, or ma'am, mm-hmm. what is he doing to him or to her while I'm the one?
So it's impossible. I think...
Parents, it's a tough task.
It's a really tough task.
Isn't it, Bill? If you were a parent, that happens to you?
It is. So we've all seen and we've heard, and I think we are going to be continuing seeing, and we're going to continue hearing. The most important thing in any group of people, a community, either family or a country, is good leadership. So extended family, mm-hmm. there has to be good leadership. If mm-hmm. there is good leadership, there are role models that say these are the principles and this are how we do things.
That's very true.
And, mm-hmm. It becomes a reality for the people under this leadership. And then all of a sudden, it just goes into their blood and DNA, mm-hmm. Which hopefully... Mm-hmm. might be the solution for all these different rivalries, not just within families, nuclear families, extended families, but within governments too and larger organizations.
And maybe also in the better way, we could look in the positive way that instead of just being rivalry, falls and killing each other, maybe this should bring competition, which is a healthy competition, whereby I see my brother has an A, I want to have an A as well.
Democracy.
A democracy. And let's share together, be one thing.
Saturday morning, jumped out of bed and put on my best suit. Got in my car, raced like a jet all the way to you. Knocked on your door with heart in my head to ask you a question. Cause I know that you're an old-fashioned man. Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life?
Well, Africa, this is your turn. And now to all our listeners out there, this is your time to give us your input.
For me, at least from my experience coming from a pretty big family, I have six siblings myself, so we were seven kids in the house at all times. But from my experience, I think there are two factors to sibling rivalries, and one of them is the siblings have to be of the same sex. It's very rare that you would find a sibling rivalry in a household where the siblings are from two different, you know, from different sexes. So okay. That to me is number one, and I'll tell you that because the rivalry that was going on in our household was really between my three older sisters, and that's because, you know, they had the same sex. And the second factor for me would be their age. There to be a sibling rivalry, I think the kids, if they're not too far apart in age, that also is a very big factor. But if there's a big gap between the ages, then, you know, chances are you won't have any sibling rivalries.
Hey, cause girl, I like you. Hey, hey,
that's it for our show today, where we lightheartedly discussed sibling rivalry. A big thank you to our guests, Dennis Musawe from Tanzania and Angela Jamfi from Ghana. And of course, a big thank you to my colleague, Oren ICC Tangishaka and Bello Galadanchi here in the studio. Jackson Vunganyi is our producer. Send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the VOA announcement, press 40 to get the Let's Talk greeting. And leave us a message after the beep. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be festivals in Africa. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Modu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, D.C., this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Down to AU, African Youth, can.
Did nobody tell you the reason why I ask? I can see you're so confused. Oh, you worry much about it.
things you can see. You have it all, but your money is too complex.